alone in the wagon of a traveling show. I love Cher.
Yeah, me too. But I love listening to you sing.
Preach a little gospel. Remember, I mean, okay, I'm a 70s girl. Hey, welcome. Right? This is Linda Bott. How are you? This is, our program is called North State Now. We're live here tonight. Welcome. Happy February. February 4th it is. And very interesting that you should pick that song, Jared. Hello.
Good evening.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
All right, Jared. Jared's at the helm. And I have a special guest with me tonight, Amy Dendis.
Yes, hello.
Yay. Hi, from Hi. Riverview Golf and Country Club. And we go way back. In
yes,
fact,
we do.
Amy was there as a personal trainer with Carl and I, alongside Carl and I, when we got married.
Yeah.
And we were getting fit.
Yes.
For tuxedo and wedding gowns. And we were there when you got married.
Yes, you were. Yeah.
So I've had you on my show here probably a few months back.
Yeah.
But you had just, I think you were absolutely, I think you just stepped your foot into the position.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a day before.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So now that it's been a couple weeks, we're going to talk about that. But I wanted to just insert that I'm a 70s girl, meaning, you know, I'm 62. I was born in 58. And it's always weird to say that. And it is what it is. So there's I don't make up stuff because, you know, I live loud and proud, if you will. I was a 70s girl. And from the 70s, my worship time, if you will, my absolute shut up and get out of my way, don't talk, was the Sonny and Cher show.
Yes. I loved that show. Yes.
And what was she going to wear tonight?
Right? Yeah.
And how fabulous was she with flipping her nails and flipping her hair and her little teeth? I used to have fangs like that before I had braces. Yeah. So she had these fangs before she had her teeth, you know, these little bicuspids that were not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
If you have perfectly straight teeth. But then I went into braces at 15. But so in my eighth grade and my freshman and then watching her, oh, my God. So Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. And
just perfect.
All of her attitude. That girl had tude.
Yes.
Before the word was like meant what it tude.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you know that Carol Burnett's designer was also Cher's designer?
Yes.
So I used to love to watch what Carol Burnett would come out and do.
Bob Mackey. And in fact, he still sells a few things on QVC.
Wow. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. And I think he's still, I'll have to look it up and see if he's, Jared, why don't you look up Bob Mackey? Because I want to know. Cause
he came out with the pockets in the dresses. I mean, we love that.
I believe that he designed her Oscar dress, the big black headdress that she was so bold to wear. I imagine. Today it's like, all right. Then?
Yeah. That was a big bold
statement.
Oh, no.
Heck no.
Yeah.
And, and what she wore on, Carl remembers this, when she did, If I Can Turn Back Time. And she was in that where her butt was showing through.
Oh,
my. On the ship, on the Navy ship. Yeah.
Oh,
anyway, well, let's get on with the program. We are talking to Amy from Riverview Golf and Country Club. And I know that some time ago, Randy Jensen, who's the GM there, was talking about the golf pro.
Yes.
Garrett. Garrett.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that he is a Reading boy, went away and did all his proper, credentials and everything and then came back.
Yeah.
And there is a new something, and you're a golfer.
I mean, I am.
You got married on the golf course.
I did. Yeah, I did.
And after the ceremony, went and played
The 10th hole. Yeah. Uh-huh.
In your wedding
dress. My wedding dress.
And then came back to the reception.
Yeah.
So I think that was very telling.
Yeah.
That how much golf runs in your veins.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what is this new contraption that's going to be launched?
So we have this club fitting and teaching center. And in there, customers and members can come and meet with a PGA professional, and they utilize the state-of-the-art exclusive flight scope technology. And it's for fitting you with your choice of woods, irons, or a complete set. Whole new clubs, maybe what I need. Wink, wink to my husband.
You need new clubs?
Well, when it hurts to get a new set.
How about add a one? Isn't that always romantic to get a club that's been handpicked for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
How cool is that? So, yeah, it's a really amazing technology they have. The flight scope uses the latest Doppler radar technology to monitor three-dimensional club head movement mm-hmm. and ball flight impact to landing. So they can mm-hmm. really see, hey, will this club at this angle work for you? Mm-hmm. You know, this shaft size, will this work for you? So, and then, of course, we have the V1 Pro, which is the most powerful video analysis and golf teaching software on the market for live video capture for swing analysis and lesson.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Absolutely amazing.
Well, okay, so now have you actually stepped in and were able to use it before?
I've stepped in and looked at it. I'm going to be setting myself up to experience some of the, you know, the analysis and see mm-hmm. what it's like to mm-hmm. to go through that, so I can speak of that more on the next time that I'm
Well,
on.
No, I think it's great because they were talking about the fact that, again, you know, while you're swinging, it will tell you exactly what your radius is, how you can improve it.
Yeah.
And because this, it seems like that, especially the younger generation, is so computerized.
Yes.
And technical.
Yes.
So beyond me sometimes.
So it's an edge. It gives you even more of an edge.
Right.
Rather than like what we used to do, which was just hand-me-down clubs.
Right.
Like, oh, someone got new clubs and you got their old set and they might not even really fit you. Well, this is going to make sure that you are suited to.
I just was curious.
Yeah.
Is there a point in time where technology goes too far with?
Great question.
You know, designing clubs or whatever.
Well, when you hit that ball a lot farther, I'm gonna say no. When it helps me to get a nice long drive.
Anyway, you know, I love your energy, first of all, Amy.
Thank you.
I'm sure you've been
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Addition. And let's talk about, you're doing a special right now because, well, let's just face facts that COVID has just kind of put everybody in a weird place.
Yes. I call it the COVID adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take an early break. When we come back, I'm going to come right back with Amy Zendis.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll
be right back. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott, and this is North State Now.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600. License number 0D09479.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Yeah, the way she was timed.
If I could find a way,
yep.
I'd take back those words that'll hurt you, and you'd say...
Now, you cannot... one line, you know who that is.
Yeah.
I mean, one note.
Yeah.
Whose voice is this? One note.
And, you know, I must say, there's something where you both have in common, is that she has aged eloquently, and so have you. You are just so beautiful, Linda.
Well, I don't think we've been to the same plastic surgeon, but... Anyway, welcome back to KCNR. This is 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with North State now, Linda Bott. And Amy Dendis is my guest, and we couldn't help it because Jared picked out why he would pick out Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves to start the show. I thought it was pretty cool. And then we went on, Amy, you and I started reminiscing and talking about Bob Mackie.
Yes.
Jared, what'd you find out?
So, American fashion designer, best known for dressing entertainment icons such as Anne Margaret, Carol Burnett, Diane Carroll, Carol Channing, Cher, Marlene Dietrich, Barbara Eden, Lola Falana, Judy Garland, Mitzi Gaynor, Elton John, Bette Midler, Liza Minnelli, Marie Osmond. I need to take a breath here. Joan Rivers, Diana Ross, RuPaul, Tina Turner, Sylvie Vartan, Vanna White, and Allison Scoffins.
So, oh, I don't know who the last one is.
I don't know who that is either, but
that's quite a list.
Allison Scoffins. That's the only name I don't know.
Yeah,
you don't know who Lola Falana is, but that's my era. Lola Falana was a totally a big Vegas entertainer. And she was, you know, she's kind of like the black version of Liza Minnelli. And she was hot. So.
Awesome. Wow.
You know, I do have Google at my
Who is Allison, whatever her name is? Because I think he's still doing QVC and Joan Rivers. Of course, I love when Joan came to QVC. That was just, I'm reading a really good book right now called The Way I See It. And why can't I think of his name? Anyway, he used to do Dirty Jobs.
Oh,
and
yes. I know who you're
great story about how he started being on QVC, and that was his television work, and how he had to try to sell a pencil for 8 minutes straight.
That's
a great book. It was given to me for Christmas. But anyway, back to speaking of giving and trying to figure out what you're going to do, you know, physically coming up, because we've been so, you know, stayed in a way. And you guys put your heads together there over at Riverview Country Club and Golf and Country Club and decided to do some kind of special that if you jump in on it now, it's only for 2 months.
Yeah. And this is the tail end of it. So these are the last 2 months of it. So it was the 2-month Golf Discovery membership, and it's quite an amazing deal. It's kind of a way to get people to, you know, come and try us out and see what an amazing atmosphere and family atmosphere and friendship atmosphere we have, with not making them feel like they had to jump in and commit right there, but just kind of have a sampling. And then they'd fall in love with us, and then they can come and join from there. So it's $500 for 2 months, and I know we're into this first week of February, but it's still not too late. You can still jump in on it, and you get family golf.
Family.
For 2 months, the entire family, yeah.
So if unlimited golf, unlimited range. 7, 8, and you want to get the kids out there, and people are canceling trips. I mean, $500 you could easily spend on a night in dinner.
Yeah.
Or let's not even talk about what you spend at Disneyland.
Right? Yeah.
So this is a great way to get
fun.
The kids in a sport.
And you know what Michael and I use it for is it's a great date time.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great time to dedicate to us spending time together and, you know, out with nature. And,
mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a wonderful family event that people can, you know, get their kids into golf at a young age.
Right.
You know, or, you know, if somebody's courting somebody, it's a great date place.
So this is a good taste.
Yeah.
I think that was smart for you guys to do that. Now, it started the 1st of February, and so I know you said you had some things up your sleeve, and I couldn't get you on until, like, tonight.
Yeah.
So here we are, February 4th, but if you, this weekend, you get, call Amy.
You can still
do it,
yeah.
How do we get a hold of you?
They can reach me either... at our phone number, which is 530-224-2255, and my extension is 8010, so that's 224-2255-8010. They can also reach me at my email, which is super easy. It's Amy, A-M-Y, at riverviewgolf.net. So, again, that's Amy, A-M-Y, at riverviewgolf.net.
Excellent.
And I'd be super happy. We actually started this special at Christmas time because we used it as a great Christmas gift for people to utilize. And we're pushing it out into to now.
To March 31st.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Okay, and then you have you've got a new chef that you said came from Chicago.
Chicago, yeah.
And you've got this kind of very spectacular Valentine's dinner.
Yes, we are doing a very opulent one-time-off event with king Alaskan crab. We've got lobster for the lobster bisque coming from Maine. We've got special truffles coming from Spain. So, and all paired with, you know, very exquisite wine. So tomorrow's the 5th. We're hoping to get that filled up. We would like to have 20 couples or 40 people for it. So we would love for people to come out. It is, you know, more on the opulent side.
And that's next weekend. So they have to know.
Yeah,
they have to know because, you know,
something that
you've got truffles coming from Spain.
Yes, we have to get that ordered.
Hello.
Right. And so, you know, we've got halibut and USDA Prime Wellington. And so the thing is that we want to create an experience that is just not out in Reading right now.
Right.
And it's just not there. So we're trying to really create this elegant, epicurean, you know, enrichment that you're not going to find typically.
No. So call the club for that.
Yeah,
and, you know, you've got one more day because if they don't get the numbers. A lot of people just are like, can I go? Can I not? But we went out the other night and to a restaurant. You know, you don't know whether you want to talk. You want to talk about it, but that at the same time, they're trying to quietly be open.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was wonderful because they're worried about the ABC coming in because it's inside dining.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to change our tiers. And like I said, we're all just having to move forward. We need to move forward. I'm telling you that we've talked about that a lot this morning on the air. And coming up in the next half hour, we've got the gals coming here to talk about the Shining Care event. Mm-hmm. And Carla and I have emceed and been involved with this, you know, where it's a fundraiser, where you love to go to a fundraiser. You like to spend the money. You like to buy the gift. You like to buy the trip. You like to buy the golf package, when you know that your funds are going towards something so special.
And it's
been very challenging for people. And like I said, we haven't emceed. I haven't performed since July 21st last year.
Wow.
And that's
You were supposed to perform for us. And then
absolutely. Yeah. So I was telling you earlier that I started, you know, doing Valentine's Day. I can remember I was 15 when I started singing professionally, and I have sung every Valentine's Day, and I'm 62 now, so can you imagine?
Wow. Yeah.
And it's not like, I don't feel like it's a huge, but there are times that there's
a party,
very
though.
Big void.
Yeah.
And I'm sure restaurateurs are feeling that way, musicians are feeling that way. I can't even, I can't wait to sit down with Nathan Parmalee, who books the Civic.
Yeah.
And I know that he was telling me last year that this is a $1 trillion loss for the music industry. And that was going to be ending at Christmas.
Yeah.
And so now here we are. They've had to reschedule, push out. And I just don't know if they're like looking at September, October. When is the opening going to happen?
Yeah, yeah.
When are we coming back out?
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, then, you know, we're all trying to do the best to make the right precautions. You know, our
right.
employees wear the masks, and we have enough space to space people
right.
out.
Right. That's why you're doing only 40 for mm-hmm. Valentine's.
Yeah, but we have the
and,
space.
And you've got, okay, so tell us a little bit about your chef.
Well, Scott used to work at Ritz-Carlton in Chicago. He has brought some amazing dishes and done some change up on our menu. And so it's just, it's exquisite. It's fun to kind of push Riverview towards this, you know, we want to be a real special experience when people come in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want it to be that, hey, you know, like, I belong to Riverview, and I have this amazing, you know, food that I get to have as a part of my membership.
Right.
So we're really trying to bring it to the next level, and, you know, it's not easy during these times. So
no.
we're trying to find ways to keep that, you know, wonderful experience so our members, our valued members, feel cared for mm-hmm. And that, you
like
know,
it's a step up. Like,
yes,
oh, we're going
yes.
to the club for dinner. Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so
but we want it to be comfortable, though,
yeah,
too.
Absolutely, because
yeah.
you're going to, people are going to come off the course. So
yeah, yeah.
Let me ask you about this guy. Did he just come to Reading, or has he been here for a while?
Okay, well, you know, COVID affected everybody. So the beautiful hotel he was working at, they were affected by COVID, and he actually so they had to lay off their employees at this beautiful hotel, and he came out for a visit for his sister.
Really?
Yeah, his sister, Mandy, and her husband, they live out here with their kids, and he was just simply visiting, and just through connection, Mandy's got a friend who's married to, you know, a golfer, one of the members, mm-hmm. and the other members. And so it became just a connection, a conversation. And the next thing you know, we've been gifted with his amazing talent.
Wow. So he said, that's it. I'm moving out to...
Well, he was already here just visiting.
Yeah.
So it was just...
Yeah.
It just
and his sister's here.
His sister's
so
here. Yeah, he's got family.
He's
yeah.
got family.
Yeah.
I like that story.
Yeah, it's so
yeah.
sweet. Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's always, like, something that comes out of...
Exactly.
You know...
Yeah,
the,
one door closes, another
exactly.
door opens, and so we're gifted with him at this time. And
well, Riverview's gifted with you, Amy.
Oh,
and so
you.
If you ever need any questions about anything that's happening with memberships and anything that's going social, this is Amy's.
Yeah.
This is Amy's door.
Yeah.
This is Amy's world. So Amy at RiverviewGolf.net.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I love it. And you know what? What's really special to me about Riverview? I'm from a small town in Indiana. And a lot of people know that Midwesterners, we're super friendly people. And so what I really love about Riverview is it's that microcosm. I feel like I've been planted back into the Midwest. I'm like back home in Indiana. And the people, they feel like my second family. I just enjoy my coworkers. I enjoy our valued members. It's just everybody's just happy and kind, and I love it there. I absolutely love it there.
And I understand that there were some greens that have been worked on recently,
yes,
too. Let's talk about that. We have 2 minutes.
Okay, beautifying project. We did the collars around the greens. So come springtime, those greens are just going to be so beautified.
Mm.
And, of course, our grass right now is dormant. We have the Bermuda grass, so it goes dormant in the wintertime. So, gosh, just wait till springtime. That course is just going to light up with all sorts of beauty.
How exciting.
And yeah.
Yeah, and then
yeah.
you're going to be starting doing glow ball in nighttime golfing.
Yes.
I hope. Well, Amy, thanks so much for being with us tonight. We did want to talk. We wanted to push the 2 month membership. That's
yeah,
a special.
You can still do it. Yeah.
And then I know that we're social members. That's a really big deal for us
yeah.
because. And then you've got limited hours right now as far as Wednesday through Saturday.
Through Saturday with lunch and dinner.
Right, and you're hiring new staff. We got
we
a new chef.
We are.
His
yeah.
name is
yeah.
Scott.
Scott. Yeah.
There's a big. Valentine's.
Yeah,
I was going to
yeah.
say happy Halloween.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's okay. Yeah. So if you need some place to go for Valentine's dinner, call me and get the details.
Yeah.
You don't have to do the wine part of the dinner if you don't want to, but it's just going to be a nice, comfortable place to take your love for Valentine's Day.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay, Amy, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm going to take a break now, and I want to thank my sponsors, of course, Shasta Regional Medical Group, and a shout out to Country Kitchen. You know, there's in dining with Lynn Moss, she's been doing business with Mesa Country Kitchen for 27 years. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Get your vaccine. It's easy to get in line. Go to ShastaReady.org, click Vaccinations, and select the blue oval labeled Tell Me When It's My Turn. Complete the short survey, and public health will contact you when they have an appointment available. It may take several weeks before you're contacted, since vaccine supplies are still very limited. Learn more about COVID-19 at ShastaReady.org.
In 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I saw her in concert. Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Yes, Missy MacArthur called me one day and said, I've got tickets tomorrow night to Lady Gaga. Do you want to go? What happens when you get that call? I dropped everything.
You go to a Lady Gaga concert. That's what happens.
Welcome back. Welcome to our show. And we went and we're really good tickets, stood in line. I became a fan. I always was a fan, but I wasn't a monster. You know, like I wasn't a monster fan. This is before Star is Born. This is when she, did applause and some of her, you know, like early hits. One of the best, this is when she was starting her world tour. It was going to be going in, Sacramento and up the West Coast and into Washington, and then she was flying off to Berlin to do the world on that side, and then she was coming back, and I was telling everybody on the air, run, don't walk, to get your tickets a year from now when she finishes her world tour. Well, of course, I understand. Once I saw her show, and sitting with me tonight, and chime in if you want, Joanne McCarley. Hi.
Hey.
And we're going to be talking all about the Shining Care event that's coming up. But I wanted to finish about Lady Gaga because there's a lip sync contest coming up with that, and it kind of ties in. if you're a Lady Gaga fan and you wanted to do something with lip sync and raise money and put it on Facebook and you can raise money that's going to go to Shining Care, we're going to find out about that event. But her show, she did so many costume changes. She danced and it was non-stop. She had three stages. So, you know, it was, first of all, the sets were just out of this world. It reminded me of something that would be like Pink Floyd-ish. The best of the best in the world designed it. And she danced and danced and sang, little guitar, lots of piano, lots of singing. Just unbelievable. And that, shortly after that, she burned out and she lost her voice and she got sick. And I, you know, you can only do so much to the human body.
Yep.
And I don't think, I think many of us have experienced what it is to go into a point of burnout. And you just think, I can't, I mentally, I can do this. But your body says, well, guess what? So anyway, lip syncing is a great thing and it's a lot of fun. Like if you like to karaoke or you like to. So Joanne is here and Joanne is one of the founding member, aren't you, of the Shining Care?
I'm the founder.
Okay. Let's talk about being a why you found the Shining Care and what Shining Care is.
Right. Well, you know, it's a super long story.
That's
but,
right.
I'll try
and
to
we
make
have
it
time.
Short.
You have a half hour.
Like most things, you know, it started personal. My parents had me at my dad was 46 when I was born. I was a surprise.
Oh, I mean, was he the first child?
No.
Okay.
So, you know, my oldest brother was in Vietnam, and now I'm dating myself.
That's right.
And, you know, so he was, and then I came along as a surprise. So my parents were older, my grandparents, my relatives. So, you know, from a very young age, I started understanding aging, the aging process and all of that. And, you know, there weren't a lot of options back then.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, basically it was either so you move in with your parent or your children or you go to a convalescent home is what we called
yes.
it. And I, you know, it was quite traumatic going into the convalescent home. That happened to my grandmother, got Parkinson's and she lived in Colorado, and so we would fly. So, it's, you know, as a very young girl, it was just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking. And so it started then with just, is this really how?
Right. Is this what happens when you get old?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, and then, of course, I went into nursing and discovered that you really can't faint after each procedure.
Joanne.
So I ended up in social work, but, you know, a lot of experiences. And one of my first jobs was as a director of social services at a rehab hospital and a nursing facility.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, the last place I wanted to be, honestly, because of those experiences, but it was a good job. And so that really opened my eyes to, well, things really haven't changed a whole lot more than what I saw. And it was... but, you know, I just became more passionate about these people and their family members who were just trying to do the best they could to make their lives better for their loved ones. And
you have a heart for it, a big heart for
it. Yeah. And, you know, I saw a lot of families. So I was a discharge planner. So my job was when they came out of the rehab section to, you know, set them up to go home. And
now
usually
what?
They weren't ready.
Right. And now what do we do?
Yeah. And, you know, the families were just, you know, the look of terror in their eyes. And, you know, I did the best I could. Just like, well, discharge planners today are facing. You have limited time. We do have more resources. There are great home care agencies and home health and all of that. But usually people don't have the full circle of support they need. And often we'd see folks come back or we'd hear about them. They had passed away. Like everything I had set up had fallen apart. So that's, you know, so, and then, you know, going through it personally with my other grandma. And so, I just had an opportunity, to start a business. So I actually started out as Compass.
Right.
That's how I
know you.
I burned out of that discharging job and I ended up going to work at Northern Valley Catholic Social Services
yes.
in this pilot project called Supported Living Services. And, there was one other person I worked with, her name was Sadie, and we were kind of just like, here's the program, make it work. And it was hard, but it was all about helping people live in their own homes with the right level of support in a very cost-effective way. And it was hard, but we figured it out, and we were seeing these folks with developmental disabilities really thrive. I mean, it was beautiful, and to see what could happen. And I kept thinking, wow, this is a service that people need as a senior.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so.
Lovely. And so I was trying to tell Amy, who was on before you, she goes, what is Shining Care? And I was trying to have a concise answer, but it's several services that mm-hmm. you're an agency that reaches out to agencies to help people. Like, for instance, when we talk about when you go in and you find out that somebody maybe doesn't have enough money to get the food
mm-hmm.
or the cognitive areas are sliding from the food to the,
yep.
or the medicine bottles,
right.
or the house is, you know, it's just not quite there. You guys
yes.
come in, that's the agency that comes in, right?
Yeah, it's called Aging, Aging Life Care Professionals. And there's actually a national professional
network.
That's
a
network.
Nice way to put it.
Yep.
And we're all aging life.
So, you know, I have the certification and all the education and all that good stuff, but, basically, yes, we're here for families to help figure out what is needed to stay safe and well. So we do a full needs assessment, a fall risk assessment, home safety evaluation, nutrition, the whole person, and discover, okay, what is causing risk? What's missing to put the person at risk? And then we create a plan and actually put that plan into motion, because the senior and the family are too overwhelmed to do it. So we hands-on set up the services for them.
So when you were talking about, because I'm such a visual person, that you come in, that you say you're accredited. So when you talk about fall evaluation and you're doing this whatever paperwork, that because you're accredited, because your company can do this, does that, when you click the box and say, I'm evaluating, does that, like, go to the insurance then for some people?
Unfortunately, insurance is not yet covering care management or this type of service. So so we're here to fill in the gaps. That's why I founded the agency. There are wonderful services, but there are gaps in those services, and also a lot of people are falling between the cracks. And it's just so hard to navigate all of that and to know which ones you're eligible for. And none of them do all that you need. And so this is a very holistic way of, okay, and we can spend the time, especially as a nonprofit, you know, and we don't have to follow Medicare guidelines.
Got it.
We're not put in some boxes that a lot of the other agencies are. So we can go in and, you know, and I think that there's a relational aspect to this too, an emotional aspect that's just as important as the physical safety. And, you know, it's just a hard time for folks, and people may feel embarrassed or they may feel scared. Am I going to lose my independence? What's going to happen to me and families? Or, you know, so we take the time with people first and foremost. We want them to know that they're not alone. We may not have all the answers. We're going to have some answers for you, but we're here for you. And we'll stay with you as long as you want us to. And just to know, and having been a personal caregiver myself, I've actually used our services when my folks, you know, got in their 90s and I was full-time caregiving. I used our services, and it was, I don't know what I would have done without Colleen and Marty.
Yes, thank you, Colleen, and thank you, Marty. And who are Colleen and Marty?
So Colleen is our program supervisor, and she does a lot of the initial intake calls. She's our girl Friday. She does everything.
Shout out, Colleen. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, she's awesome. And Marty is a fantastic – she's a fantastic caregiver and care manager, and so dedicated.
Shout out to Marty. Whoop, whoop. Okay, so you know what I really like about this, what's happening in this moment, is your heart and the unfolding of what Shining Care is about, because that is a niche. Like, again, your heart is, you could feel the heart behind it, and the services, because we all we're going towards, my dad's going to be 90.
Yeah.
My mom's 87. And they're very, at this point, you know, they still are driving and want to do things their way and don't bug me and that kind of thing. And I worry about that. But it's I want people to know about Shining Care and that you have this event. Carl and I have helped MC it, been involved with it for 3 or 4 years. And because of everything that's going on with COVID and just in generally with what's going on, you've figured out another approach, which is an elegant and festive evening of entertainment. And when we come back from our break, let's plug this. It's going to be so much fun. And, you know, Joanne, I'm so happy you're here tonight and you told your story because for 3 or 4 years or 5 years since I've known you, I never knew that. So I am just grateful for your testimony.
Thank you.
All right. So stay with us and we're going to hear more about this event that's coming up. And you can have a party in a box and it's a Zoom party like you've never seen. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. And this is Linda Bott with North State Now. We'll be right back.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the content to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Welcome back to KCNR. I'm here with Joanne McCarley from Shining Care. This is Linda Bott. How you doing? We're live. We're back in the show. And we've got a few minutes here to talk about this event. And at the break, Joanne was telling me about that they were going to have Pam Tillis, and they had this event all planned. And, of course, COVID hit. What do you do now? What do you do now? So you put together your creative brains. And you have a party in a box and a lip sync challenge and a best in bling contest. And what? Shoot, tell us what's happening, when it is, how we can help, when's the big event?
And we have a full committee of volunteers that we've been working on this because we know that, you know, all of us are over Zoom meetings and all that, right? It's just, I think we're all a little tired of it. And so how are we going to make this fun? Because, and how are we going to bring community together? Because fun of going to these fundraiser events is going to see people and seeing what they're wearing and networking and, you know, having a good time, breaking bread together, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's fun to bid on stuff, and it's fun to go in and see what you have in the silent auction, and I always like to buy stuff that I give away.
Yeah.
But know that it's going towards charity. That makes me feel good.
Exactly. So we just started having all these crazy ideas. Like, what if we just did a virtual event that was just full of entertainment and, where we could actually see each other on Zoom and still do, cause our Best in Bling contest has been an annual part of this Shining Affair event. So this way people can get dressed up. And, you know, I tell people, hey, you can stay in your sweatpants, your comfy pants. I call them my fat pants. And then my top can be blingy. No one would know. I could enjoy my dinner and know, you know, you're not all uncomfortable. And so then we came up with party in a box. So that way we're all, your party comes to you. So, in the party in the box, you have your candle and your, we even have a heart sparkler and a very formal plastic ware, so you don't have to do dishes, but it looks like real china.
Yes.
A party favor. There's all kinds of fun stuff in there. And of course, wine. Or you can have sparkling cider.
Yes.
And our wines have been donated by Mosley and Bersini and Holiday Market. So we have good wines. And then we're partnering with restaurants who are going to give us a percentage of their proceeds from their orders. So people can order in their food, which is good for our local restaurants.
Yes.
And a little bit comes to Shining Care. So you don't have, and we're all breaking bread together on Zoom. And we all have the same place setting and everything. That's kind of fun.
Yes.
And the entertainment, since we can't have Pam Tillis, you know, we have a lot of talented local people.
Okay.
We can all lip sync like crazy, right? I don't know if you've seen the lip sync battle on TV and some of the things on TikTok.
Yes, they're hilarious. But I've seen something recently from a couple that are doing I Got Chills, you know, from Greece. And that's hilarious.
Yes.
So that's a couple that challenged other couples for the first prize award. It's a lip sync challenge. And this event, by the way, is going to air February 13th.
Yes.
So the tending, I guess, will vote to determine the first place winner. Excuse me. So you have Best in Bling Contest, Lip Sync Challenge, performances by FM Flyby.
Yeah, Don Burton and
Don?
That's his band.
Oh my gosh, he's changed the name. It used to be something else. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he's playing during the cocktail hour. So
wonderful.
Just like you would go to an event, because usually we have kind of red carpet style cocktail hour. And so we're going to be, we will be staged at C.R. Gibbs.
Okay.
So that's where the staging is happening, where all the, you know, where we're, the Zoom is being done and our MCs are talking and such. Most ever, all of our guests will be home or wherever they want to be. But so we can have our mingling. And so, we'll be, FM Flyby will be playing and,
now will he be playing from his home zooming
he'll
in?
He'll be at the staging area.
At the staging area at C.R. Gibbs. Now, where are you at C.R. Gibbs? Inside, outside?
We'll be inside in their banquet room. They graciously donated the space. And, Spiro Pictures and Eddie Martinez. It's going to be, there's multiple cameras. It's a full production like you would see on television.
Love it.
And they have donated. I mean, we couldn't afford to do this production, but they've all donated to where we could afford it. And so part of the cocktail hour is we will be having a mixologist demonstration. So the bartender, I believe his name is Jeff, I hope I got that right, from C.R. Gibbs, is actually creating a signature cocktail for the event. And will be that will be the ingredient list will be in your party in a box, and you can get those ingredients ahead of time, and we're all going to mix a cocktail together or just watch. And so that'll be fun to see the mixologist and listen to FM Flyby. And then that's when the Best in Bling contest happens, too. So this is where we're going to be able to share screens, and people can say, hi, this is our party here, and say whatever you want to say. And that the judges will then be judging, like we do at the event. Usually during the cocktail hour, the judges are walking around looking at people's attire, you know.
So shiningcare.org is where you would go to find more information and contest details. Now, the virtual general admission ticket is $25, includes the pre-party cocktail hour. VIP is the way to go, all access ticket, including party in a box. Now, tell us how this works again. If people are calling or they're looking online right now and they're, I want to be a part of this, I want to support, how do they do that?
So they just go to shiningcare.org, and there's a banner right at the top of our website that says, it's in purple, and it talks. You could just click on that, and it'll take you right to the registration. It's super easy. If people want to do the same for the lip sync challenge, so it's really fun, and it's not that hard to do. I don't know if you saw, I did the first one because I lost a bet with Colleen. So I had to do the first one. So it's on our Facebook page. You can also find us on the Shining Care Facebook page. But yeah. I may or may not be wearing a beard in that.
You're so funny, Joanne.
But all that to say, I talked my husband into doing it, and we had so much fun, and it really took us, literally it took us 10 minutes.
That is so
funny. It's not hard to do, and it's super fun. And so a big part of the entertainment is going to be seeing our community doing these really funny lip syncs. Maria Roscoe and Tracy from Reading Rancheria.
That's
and
great.
Remember, they're going to, I guess they went out, and I don't know what they've done yet, but they went out and got a bunch. They went all out, of course.
Oh, how fun.
And, you know, Reading Rancheria has always just been such a huge supporter of us. And they're our gold sponsor.
That's fantastic.
For the event. But they're going to be doing one. We've got a lot of people, sending them in. So it'll be fun to watch, and we get our guests will be able to vote on the top five finalists.
And people can pledge that night?
Yes. So it'll be kind of like a Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, right.
My daughter looked at me like, what?
Yeah, I was on a couple of those. I know
you?
Exactly what that is.
Yeah, I love
those. The big roll, and it was always over Labor Day. So the Labor Day Jerry Lewis telethon.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the big roll and the pledge and the turning of all that great stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, we just think you guys are amazing. We just want to just impress upon our listeners to please support Shining Care. Go to shiningcare.org. For all the information of how you can participate and help donate. If you're busy or you're out of town or something's going on that weekend, do please donate to shiningcare.org. This is one of their big fundraisers, and it's so cheers to you for all the creativity behind this.
Thank you
for joining us, Joanne.
Thank you.
All right, tomorrow morning, Carl will be here in the morning. Doug LaMalfa will be on, and it's going to be a just a rockin' Friday. And thanks for joining us here tonight on North State Now with Linda Bott and my guests, Joanne McCarley from Shining Care and Amy Dendis from Riverview Country Club. Thanks. See you later.